ABC Radio Australia.
A photo reportedly showing the Chinese ambassador to Kiribati walking on the backs of people as part of a welcome ceremony has not just gone viral on social media, it's reignited the geopolitical debate about China's rising influence in the Pacific region. Ambassador Tung Songgen only took up the post earlier this year, months after Kiribati switched its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan to China. And it's that fact that has led to several senior foreign diplomats and politicians, including some here in Australia, weighing in on the photo. And the photo has also ignited debate within Kiribati itself, with those who support it saying it's a cultural practice taken out of context. Jordan Fennell has the story.
They say a picture tells a thousand words. And ever since this photo appeared in various Facebook groups and on Twitter at the weekend, hundreds of social media users have tried to depict the story that it's telling. It shows around 30 people, all who appear to be males, lying on the ground on their stomachs in a field next to an airplane. A man who's said to be the new Chinese ambassador to Kiribati, Tang Songgen, is walking on their backs as two women on either side of him hold his hands to steady him. It's said to be on the small island of Marrakech in Kiribati, which the ABC has not been able to verify, but as part of a welcoming ceremony for the ambassador.
When I first saw the post on Facebook on Saturday, I thought one of my immediate comments was, what a beautiful Kiribati culture.
Ray Buntace is an e-Kiribati man living in New Zealand whose grandmother is from the Marrakech Island. He says he has no issue with what the photo shows, but says he understands why there has been backlash.
It might be misinterpreted by other people depending on how they see the photo, because the initial poster did not kind of put background information so that, you know, they put more context into what was happening at the time.
The photo appeared over the weekend, but it is unclear who took it or who posted it to social media. The ABC has tried to contact local elders on the island, the Kiribati government, and the Chinese embassy in Kiribati. Ray Buntace says he saw that particular cultural practice as a child at family weddings, an explanation several others have also given.
The groom side, you know, kind of lay on the floor to allow the in-laws walk on them to show that, you know, they're happy and welcome as part of the family.
But not everyone feels the same about the photo. Ramon Ramon is a freelance journalist in Kiribati who says that some locals he's come across are not happy.
People are angry about it. They are upset. They are embarrassed. But even in the street, a random guy on the I told him about it, and he was actually very disgusted about it. And he said this is not appropriate for someone to allow someone to do that.
The photo has emerged while there are still fresh feelings in the country over its switch in diplomatic ties from Taiwan to China last year. Kiribati severed ties with Taiwan in September, leaving Taiwan with just 15 diplomatic allies around the world. Ramon Ramon, who's worked with Kiribati's former president, Anote Tong, says he has never seen a Taiwanese ambassador welcomed in the same way during his time in politics.
There has been a number of Taiwan ambassadors who have served Kiribati in the past, who have visited the same island. And I am not aware that those ambassadors were accorded such welcome ceremony.
Even foreign politicians and officials have weighed in. Konstantin Panayiotou, the U.S. defense attaché to 5 Pacific islands, including Kiribati, wrote on Twitter, "I simply cannot imagine any scenario in which walking on the backs of children is acceptable behavior by an ambassador of any country, or any adult for that matter. Yet here we are, thanks to China's ambassador to Kiribati." While Australian politician Dave Sharma, who spent time as a diplomat in PNG, asked on Twitter, "Is this for real?" And he told the ABC, quote, "I'd be very surprised if an Australian representative participated in such a ceremony of this nature." Ramon Ramon says that even at home, the geopolitics of the image is not going unnoticed.
But outside of it, actually in the region, they see this. And with the current landscape, political landscape with China in the region and the West and all that, and then you see a Chinese ambassador stepping on the street, literally, what statement is that?
But Ray Buntace says the viewpoint of the people from Marrakech Island is the one that matters the most in this conversation.
The global audience are kind of, you know, having that opinion, which is tied to politics, which is tied to Taiwan and China. But in fact, if you stand in a point of being neutral and kind of get the cultural lens on, I think that will really help you kind of understand what's happening. Because for me, like, I feel that that was done out of love and respect. They're just doing that to offer that cultural way of, you know, saying that you are welcome on the island.